This recording, Maryland 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in Old Zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would expect only to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so it made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice of name. Karma was strong and huge, so it takes some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the veterinary's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that was requiring her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. How to eat a crab. Well, the crabs get dumped on the table, and the first one you pick, you have to take it, and that's your crab. You can't throw it back. You touch it, it's yours. So you take it, and if you don't like all the seasoning, you brush a little of the seasoning off of it, and then you turn it over, and there's a little flip top, and you kind of pull that back on the belly, and then you get your thumb in there, and you peel off the top outer shell, and then I scrape off all the gills. A plastic knife works very well for that. And then I break it in half, leaving all the legs intact. Then I will kind of peel away. Oh, I do take off the 2 front legs, the big claws. Okay, then you get your knife and you kind of peel away the cartilage that's in the front. This gives you a big hunk of crab meat, back fin it's called. Then you break that off and you eat that, and then you kind of mess around with all the other stuff in there, saving the legs for later. Maybe soup, maybe if you're still hungry later. That's how you eat a crab, with vinegar.